Welcome to episode 606 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us make our world smaller and brings us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander Travel agents Elizabeth, Sandy, and Anna. There are destinations in this world that every travel advisor talks about, and then there are destinations that stop you in your tracks and make you go quiet because no words feel big enough. The Galapagos Islands is that place. Where else can you stand on a black lava rock while a marine iguana stares you down from 2 feet away, or snorkel alongside penguins who swim circles around you? The Galapagos opens your eyes to a whole different side of this planet we inhabit. And now Elizabeth is going back and she wants to take you with her. So let's get started.
So okay, I'll go. You can take me.
Right? I want to go back. So bad.
I'll send you the bill.
I volunteer's tribute. I'll be there.
So let's talk about first, before we get into this, Elizabeth's personal Galapagos story. Because when did you first go to the Galapagos, Elizabeth?
So I got to go 2 years ago, and it was a travel agent only trip. And it probably, even knowing that my family wasn't there with me, it was probably one of the best trip I've ever taken in my life. And it for so many reasons. And I had always wanted to go to the Galapagos. And I think when I was younger, like really young, I thought I would never go there because it's so far away. And, you know, when I was in grade school and they talked about the Galapagos, they talked about how isolated it was. And that's why these animals were able to thrive. And I was just like, I can't imagine like I'd ever, cause I knew I wasn't going to be a scientist or an explorer. That was just way too, athletic for me. So I just assumed that I would never make it. And so getting the opportunity to go was so unreal for me. And then it lives up to all the hype. And I think that's, you know, I've definitely been to places that were just as amazing as people told me. This place is even better than people tell you. Yeah. Like, I don't think you can actually put it into words. And so for that reason, especially as someone who is fortunate enough to travel so much, to come to a place like this, it's like no place else on earth. And I mean, you don't have words. I don't have words. I have no words right now.
And you're an ex-librarian, so that's
right. I usually have lots of words, but I have zero words. Yeah.
So now you're going back. I know why you want to go back. I want to go back and I think about it at least once a day ever since I've come home. But why now and why is a hosted group?
So the reason I want to go back, there's a couple reasons. The number one reason is my husband. I travel a lot and a lot of times I don't get to travel with him. And this is one of those times when, you know, the Galapagos is such a restricted area that when you have an opportunity to go as a travel advisor, you often can't bring somebody with you. Like it's a work trip and they're going to show you, you still get to do all the things, but yeah, they're going to show you the destination. And then, you know, these ships can only hold 100 people max. Many of them are smaller than that. So the one I was on holds 100 people. But even so, you know, they're like, you can't bring a spouse. You have to bring another travel advisor, and you don't bring them. They will be chosen for you. And so when I told my husband, there are two times where I've told my husband that I was going someplace and he got really sad that he couldn't go. One was South Africa and then one was the Galapagos. And that's the order in which I went to those places, but that's not the order of preference for my husband. He really was, he was very supportive and wonderful, but you could see in his face how disappointed he was that he was not going. So I promised him that if I go on this trip, that we would do it again. And at the time I was like, we're not going to ever do this again. I mean, I wasn't lying to him, but I'm like, I'm going to find a way for him to maybe go with the kids, but it's so far away. I thought I'm not going to get to go. That said, I went on Celebrity and we did the Outer Loop, which is basically the southern sort of half of the archipelago. And we didn't even see the northern half. So I was like, oh, there's a whole section I didn't see. I guess I have to go back. So this was literally my way of saying to my husband, let's do this and let's take friends. Let's go with other people, because I think part of why I enjoyed it so much is I was with colleagues who I really enjoyed spending time with. And so I would like to have people go that I enjoy spending time with. So only people who are nice get to go on this trip.
You're personally vetting them.
Yeah.
Are you taking your kids?
No.
Oh. They're not nice. No.
it's too expensive. My kids are spoiled already. I can't. Yeah, we can't do it.
That's okay. They'll be fine. Yeah.
I know from when I went that this is not like booking a cruise to the Bahamas. It's not like going to Cancun. So let's talk a little bit about the logistics of your group trip and where it's going to start. And
absolutely. I think the first thing to know is when you go to the Galapagos, and Lindsay, you can attest to this, you can go to the Galapagos and stay on the islands, but the lodgings are, you know, fair to middling. That's what we're looking
charming, at. Rustic charm.
Yeah. This is one of those destinations that even if you are not a cruiser, if you don't enjoy cruising, it's just one of those destinations that's best seen from a ship. You're going to get off the ship many times. You're not going to be on the ship all the time. It's not like lots and lots of sea days. There's no water slides. If there are children, they're a little bit older at least. It's not, when you hear a cruise to the Galapagos, it is not a cruise to the Galapagos. You fly into, for this, there are different ways you can do this, but for this particular group trip, we are flying into Quito, which is the capital of Ecuador. It is at 9,000 feet above sea level. So we're way up in the mountains. And we have two nights there. So basically we get there and you get there and go to sleep. You know, you can hang out a little bit, but there's not much to do. And then, the next day we do a full, like a half day city tour of Quito, breakfast and lunch, both included. And then in the afternoon we go to the equator. And there's actually a facility there. Ironically, there's also a museum to the equator, but it's not actually on the equator because it was back in the day when they didn't have the best measuring tools. So there's a very funny story about
it's
that.
Close, it's equator-ish.
Yeah, it's equator-ish. It's equator adjacent. But if you really want, you know, the egg to stand up all by itself and you want to see the water go down the drain two different ways and all that, then you can actually, you can stand on the equator. You can put 1 foot in the northern hemisphere, 1 foot in the southern hemisphere, and they will do some of those science experiments with you where you can watch the water go down the drain opposite ways, depending on which side of the equator you're on. Very cool. So
weird.
Good. Wow. Yeah. So that's part of the reason I wanted to do that, because I know that Chris, my husband, would nerd out about it, but it is just very, it's just a very cool thing to do. Then the next day you fly a charter flight from Quito to Baltra. So, most people have to go through Guayaquil. There's no nonstop from Quito, but because it's a charter flight, we can go from Quito. The other nice thing is your luggage has to be very carefully screened for pollutants, for plastics, for all those things. And if you are a regular person going to the Galapagos, you have to have that done at the airport. So you have to get to the airport even earlier in order to get that done. But since we are with a group, they come to our hotel. We put our bags downstairs the night before, except for our carry-ons, and they go through our luggage the night before. So it's a convenience factor as well. So as you look at the pricing for the Galapagos and you take all these things into account, that, you know, those are things to consider. We're staying at the JW. So a JW Marriott in Quito. So it's a nice hotel. They actually give you a security detail, even though most of Quito is quite safe at this point. There are pickpockets and things like that. So just to ensure your safety, you usually have a security guard with you as well. The best part about that is they speak the language. And so, like, I needed to buy antacids, and, you know, it would have been very difficult to do that in a pharmacy in Quito. But we had a security guard who spoke English and Spanish, so we got by.
I don't know. I feel like you could mime like stomach.
Yeah. You
would think that. Yeah. But yeah. I have some horror stories about pharmacy.
When you're miming things?
Yeah. It doesn't always, you don't always get what you're.
I mean, if you're desperate, then that's fine. But if you have an English speaker, who can also translate for you.
There you go. Better. Okay. So, makes sense.
Well, one of the things about the charter flight that is so celebrity limits the passengers on the flight, right? So you don't, you're not on with 200 people. You're on with 98 of your personal friends.
But it is a jet. It's not a prop plane. You know, some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm going to, you know, it's going to be Amelia Earhart flying over the Pacific. No.
Okay. So why, I mean, there are many ways to do the Galapagos. There are many, many ways. So I know that this is how you've done it before, but why celebrity flora? And I'm so this is probably where you're going to tell me why you fell in love with flora.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, first of all, I'm bougie. I will admit it. I'm bougie. And a lot of the other ways to go, there are smaller vessels that can take you. There are dive vessels that can take you. I am not a diver. I like a cushy landing. So the flora was a great way for me to do this the first time. I'm doing it again, partially because I want my husband to have the same experience that I had. And so I don't want to, you know, to have a different accommodation level. The food is so good. The suite, it's all suites. And when we say suites here, we're not talking about like multi-room suites. They're large rooms with big picture windows with the balconies that like you don't have a step out balcony. The balcony window goes down. It's a quote infinity balcony. Infinity. This ship had them before Celebrity called them that. I feel like it's the best way to see it. It is the largest passenger count that you can have. In the Galapagos, you cannot have more than 100 people on a vessel. Park permits, all that stuff. You wouldn't believe how strict things are there, which is great. It's an amazing thing. The other reason I really like it, and I don't even think this is in the show notes, is their zodiacs are the easiest zodiacs to get in and out of. I'm a big girl. I'm old. I'm not ancient, but I'm old. And, you know, getting in and out of a zodiac from the side or, you know, where you're flopping around, it's no fun. But these have like steps that go down into them. They are so easy. And I know that there were people on this ship who used walkers or canes who were able to get on and off the zodiacs. So for that reason as well. But all the reasons that I just named are among the reasons.
And is there an elevator on board the Flora?
Yes. One of the world's slowest elevators.
But there is an elevator, which is also very rare in the Galapagos. I think it might be one of the only ships that has one.
Yeah. And I mean, but I literally could run up and down the stairs 3 times. And this is me who cannot run up and down the stairs. But
I was so proud of myself being able to go up and down. I was like, oh, I must be in shape.
I mean, I definitely took the elevator probably more than I would have wanted to, but I also took the stairs more than I normally would. So
we say 100 guests, but it's important, you know, say the maximum 100 guests, but the ship is not, it's not a small ship. It's a 333-foot mega yacht, right? Yeah. So you've got space. You've never felt like you're on top of each other or crowded.
Never. It has very much of a yacht feel. There is a hot tub on the back that's accessible to all. There is a large suite that also has a private hot tub, although it's right on the back of the ship where everybody can see you. So it's not super private, but it's only for you. There's restaurants, a restaurant and lounges. There is an al fresco restaurant upstairs too. So you not only have the main dining room, but you also have the option upstairs. It isn't always open, but it is an option. Plus, if you do the glamping on the Flora, which you should, it's very affordable. At the time of this recording, it's $100. Hopefully they don't raise it before I go next year. and you get a full like 3-course, really nice dinner. Plus you sleep outside in a tent. And again, this is Elizabeth talking. I don't do tents. Yeah. I would do this every night if I could.
All right. So you talked about the food. And let's talk about some more things that are included with Celebrity and Flora. What are the other things that people are not going to have to come out of pocket for on this trip?
Booze, tips, Wi-Fi, any meals. And you even get a courtesy night at the end of the trip. So a lot of the flights leave at O-Dark 30. And when I say O-Dark 30, I mean like 1 a.m. Like they're very early in the morning or very late at night. And so you have a courtesy hotel room where you can go and freshen up and maybe take a nap, you know, have dinner and then and then go. So you're not just sort of sitting around the airport waiting to go. And so all of your excursions are included. They give you a wetsuit. They don't give it to you, but you you have to borrow it. I don't know why you would want to keep it. And flippers and snorkeling equipment. And they also give you, and this they give you, a water bottle because you can't have plastics in the Galapagos. So they have water filling stations and all that. And they actually have a water filling station in your room. So you don't have to go down the hall. It's like,
ooh, really?
In your room.
Oh, that's cool. I don't know why. I just got really excited about that.
I know, right? I mean, I've been in places where it was just right outside my door, and I've gotten ecstatic at a hotel that I can just get my fuzzy water or fizzy water or whatever.
There's nothing I hate more than when we're getting ready to walk out the door for an excursion, and we have to walk out the door right that minute, and I'm like, oh, my water bottle's empty. I got to go hauling it all the way up, you know, to the
To get water.
Whatever, you know.
It's those things people think about luxury, and you think about all different things, but I think about stuff like that. That to me is
those little things that make a difference.
Well, and even on a ship, you know, in theory, we really don't want to brush our teeth with the water in the sink. It is potable water, but it's not the best water. And you've got a water station right there, so you can do your toothbrush and everything, like, you know, everything in the nice, clean, drinkable water.
I like that.
So we talked a little bit about, this will be going on the inner loop. And so why November? I know. So there are so many times you can go to the Galapagos. It's like every time you go, it's a different experience, completely different wildlife experience. Is there any particular wildlife that you are hoping to see in November?
So, okay, this is the part where everybody's going to giggle because we're all 12-year-old boys, but I did see plenty of blue-footed boobies.
Yes. Oh,
what I did not see are the red-footed boobies because they are mostly on the Northern Islands. So I do want to see red-footed boobies and the masked boobies. And I'm not really a birder, but the Galapagos will make you into one.
I had no idea there were so many kinds of boobies.
So many boobies.
So my friend Shannon went with me, and we've talked about this extensively since then. The Galapagos does turn you into a birder. Between safaris and Galapagos, I'm looking at birds everywhere I go. I have so many pictures.
Yep. And I've even gone, oh, that's a frigate bird. And everybody looked at me like, how the heck did you know that? I was like, I saw a million of them in the Galapagos.
Is this like a rite of passage of age? No, yeah. It's the Galapagos.
Well, there's a whole story about my husband turned 50 and suddenly was like, is that a cardinal? And I'm like, really? Like, it's your 50th birthday and you're starting to look at birds? But anyway, so the birding is fantastic. It's also, the water will be a little bit warmer in November than it was. So the main reason I chose November, there's two. One is when I went before, I went in May. So I was like, let me go 6 months later when it's as different as it possibly could be. The other is it's our wedding anniversary is in November. So, the romance of big turtles. So that was sort of the decision there. And honestly, the interesting thing about the Galapagos is because it is on the equator, there is no season. I mean, there are times when whales are there and they're not, but, and there are times when certain birds are there and they're not. So we got to see the albatross that is only there in May and June, usually, when we were there before. We won't see those this time. I'm not mad about that.
I'm going to see tons of baby sea lions because I was there in November, and I can tell you that is the highlight of the trip because they are sassy and they do not listen to their.
I did see some baby sea lions. My understanding is that, like, seasonal wise, we're more likely to see sort of teenager sea lions. But we did see a couple babies, and they love to play. And again, if you haven't been to a place where animals are not afraid of people, it is magical. It is like you are Snow White in the woods and all the animals come to talk to you. It's amazing.
So, nice. Okay. So let's talk about, cause I think it's for, we talked about it's fully, what's fully included. So two nights pre-cruise, full guided excursion. Let's go over it so that no one's missing anything. This is a completely, fully included cruise. Everything you see and everything you get is in that cost. You don't have to worry about one.
Correct. There were only two things that I paid for: the international flights, to keto and back, and the glamping, which was $100 for two people.
And on board, you guys have the National Park certified naturalists. Mm-hmm. How many does Celebrity Flora have?
I feel like there were 8. I honestly didn't count, but I think it's 8. And that's the thing. You think, 100 people like walking around the islands together. No, that's not how it goes. You can't have that many people in a group. So usually what they'll do, it's similar to a river cruise in this. You come together for cocktails in the evening, and the naturalist will talk to you about what the stops are the next day. And they go through like how difficult the different ones are. So like, if you are really good on your feet, you can do this one. If you're not so good on your feet, you might not want to do this. This has a lot of up and down. This one's all flat, whatever it happens to be. And they're very honest with you. They'll even say, you know, you might be fine on the hike, but getting on and off the Zodiac will be, you know, tricky on this, because there aren't docks, you know, in most of these places. You have to beach, basically. So they talk you through everything. And then you'll have options of like, some people will go walking, some people will go on the Zodiacs, you know, and they, you sign up for what you want to do, and they break it up by time. So you might have some people walking at 8:30, others walking at 9:30, to break that up so that the island isn't inundated. But because there's 100 people on your ship, you won't have another ship there with you either. It's just you and your 99 closest friends.
And then the courtesy hotel night at the end of the trip, not to be overshadowed by all the other amazing things. This is a very, I mean, there's so much to do, and your days start really early. And even though it's not fast, rushed pace, you are experiencing so much, and it can be tiring. And I will tell you, having days after to kind of recoup a little bit and repack before you fly was great, because I didn't have to waste any time on board doing that.
Yep. And if your flight doesn't leave till 8 o'clock the next morning, you have that hotel for the whole night. But if your flight leaves at 11 o'clock, you can take a little nap and, you know, and sit back.
Okay. So let's talk about, other than being nice, who is this trip for? I think it's for everybody, but I'm biased.
Yeah. I mean, it is for everybody as long as they're nice. So you do need to have a little bit of a sense of adventure. There's no point in you going all the way there and not wanting to do anything. If you really want to sit on a beach and read a book, then by all means, go sit on a beach and read a book. But you don't have to be super active. I have trouble hiking on uneven terrain, and this is a volcanic island, so it's, or you know, an atoll. And at this point, there's no danger now, I think, of anything erupting. But you got lots of lava rocks and things like that, so you need sturdy shoes. And if you're steady on your feet, then you'll be fine. You can bring hiking poles, like trekking poles, so that's fine if you just need a little bit more stability. If you really aren't into the whole walking thing, or you're afraid you can't do it, the Zodiac tours, I did a couple of them, and they were amazing. We saw tons of wildlife. That's where I saw the most blue-footed boobies, and you get to see them fishing and everything. It's not just walking by them. You see them. And if you've never seen a booby fish, it's an amazing thing to see, because they fly really fast straight into the water like a little bullet. It's amazing. You can swim with penguins. You can, so, you know, you want to be able to try things. You definitely want to be a little bit of a doer, but you don't have to be super, super active. You don't need to be an avid birder. You will become one. You don't need to know a whole lot about biology. You will learn. You also need to be somewhat friendly. And I say that knowing full well that I'm not a very friendly person. But you have to be open to that, because it is a small group. So you'll be talking to other people, whether you want to or not.
So. Yeah, but the nice thing is there's 100 people on board. So if you just find...
And you have a nice big room that you can hide in too, with comfortable furniture. And your bed does face the window too. So it's a great place to sit and read if that's what you want to do. I would not go all the way there. It's not a cheap trip either. So you definitely want to plan for it. And that's part of why we're talking about it now, because it's a year and a half away. We're going in November of 2027 we technically leave on the 3rd or maybe the 2nd. And then the cruise. Oh, no, maybe we do live on. I don't even know when I'm going. But the cruise, I think, is the 7th to the 14th, because I made sure that we were there on the 13th, which is my anniversary. So.
Well, this is fantastic. And I think we all want to go with you.
You're all welcome. You're all nice enough. Pass.
Yay. Awesome. So if people want to join, where do they go to join?
So go to our website, outlandertravel.com, and look for the tab at the top that says hosted trips, and then scroll through all of the amazing trips that we're offering. And even if you're like, I don't know about this Galapagos thing, there's other options there, but the Galapagos, they're all in order. So scroll down to November of 2027 and click on learn more.
Good to know.
Sorry.
Yes. Somebody's calling right now.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends all about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, Apple Notions, or Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Sandy, Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.